A stakeholders' meeting to develop a national response plan against disasters is underway at Sogakofe in the Volta region. The meeting will look at possible ways of preventing disasters. Participants are from the health, security and telecom sectors, as well as NADMU and the media. The vice president of the GJA, Roland Afomoni, is a participant and briefs us on details of the meeting.
We're looking at a plan which will be implementable without any hitches to pandemics or disaster strike. No nation is immune from disasters or pandemics. Recently, Ghana was a victim of H1N1. We've also had a brush with other pandemics of devastating consequences. Essentially, the meeting in Sogakofe is to come up with a plan which will guide the nation as to what to do to contain the situation.
We are in a country where anytime there's a disaster, we either have a committee or stakeholder meeting like what is happening now. What is going to be different this time around?
What's different is that now that the plan is in place, in the event of a disaster, the plan will be activated. And by activation, I mean all those who need to come together to ensure that essential services are maintained. Services like water, like electricity, telecom, because communication is key in the event of disaster. We also looked at a business continuity plan, because in the event of a disaster, the likelihood that the essential services will be affected is so paramount. So in the event of, for instance, power supply being disrupted, telecom services being disrupted, the nation can fall on this business continuity plan to ensure that essential services keep on running.
Some of these disasters had to do with the lack of the political will, for example, flood, the lack of political will to demolish certain structures. By looking at the people meeting, there's no minister of state or somebody in charge.
It's true, but in the past, disaster management has been so narrow in focus and narrow in scope. But this meeting has realized the necessity to broaden the scope in managing disasters. And the fact that the meeting has brought together people from these essential services underlines the fact that Ghana is making headway as far as disaster management is concerned. One other area which came up for discussion was fear management, and the media's role came to the fore. If you look at the anatomy of fear can worsen disasters. So the meeting look at how best to manage fear. Fear management played a critical role in the whole exercise. We also look at succession plan, who to do what in the event of a disaster. But we realize that sometimes we put so much emphasis, too much trust in people occupying positions. But do they be absent? What should be done?
Some disasters are inevitable, and NADMO has always been the institution. Anytime these things happen, we are told either they don't have the necessary funding. Are you also looking at how to adequately resource NADMO, and where are you proposing that the funding should be coming from?
Exactly. This brings for the issue of dependencies. What institutions should the nation depend on should disaster strike? The need for collaborating, harmonizing of efforts and strategies and policies would go a long way to mitigate disasters.
Vice President of GJA Roland Afomoni talking to George Asikre.